Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. Our God is good all the time. Luke 16. We're going straight to Luke chapter 16. It's been an amazing journey thus far. And I'm imploring you to please, wherever you are, endeavor to join us in this study of God's word. Don't be tired. Don't be weary. May the Lord strengthen you in the name of Jesus. You will not be tired. You will not be weary. In Jesus' name. Can we open our Bibles to the book of Luke chapter 16? My prayer this morning is as we study God's word together, there will be light. There will be understanding. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise God. Luke chapter 16 begins with the parable of the unjust steward. Parable of the unjust steward. So we all know the story of this man. You can read it. Read it from verse 1 down to verse 13. It's a long verse, long verses of the Bible. So I want you to read Luke verse 1 to verse 13. It talks about a certain rich man who had a steward. And an accusation was brought to this man that, you know, his steward was wasting his goods. You know, so he called him. He said, "This thing I'm hearing about you is so bad. I want you to give an account of your stewardship." He said, "Because you can no longer be my steward." He was going to sack the man. And the guy thought within himself. He said, "What can I do?" He said, "The master is taking up the stewardship from him. He cannot go and start begging. You know, he has lost his job." He began to think, "I need to do something." So, you know what this guy now did? You know, he went to every one of his master's debtors. And he said to them, "Okay, you, how much are you owing me?" And that one would say, "Okay, I'm owing you 100 pounds. Okay, fine. Make it 20 pounds. You know, he started reducing their bills, their debts. He was trying to do good so that at the end of the day, by the time he is sacked, those guys will remember him for good. They can always come back to him and say, "Oh, you helped me when you were working in that company. Come, I'm going to help you." You know, it was more or less like sowing seeds for the time he would be sacked so that at the end of the day, those guys that he has helped when he was still with the master would eventually help him. What a very, should I call it a wise or tricky or clever, you know, approach to that kind of problem. And you know, the interesting thing is that even Jesus said something similar in verse 9. He said, "I say to you, make friends for yourselves by unrighteous mammon, so that when you fail, they may receive you into an everlasting home. He who is faithful in what is at least little will definitely be faithful in much." You know, I don't know if you understand this illustration. So Jesus himself is giving us a very wise advice that, okay, fine. Money, the Bible regards money as unrighteous mammon. You know, and Jesus is saying here that make friends with this unrighteous mammon so that at the end of the day, by the time you are in trouble, at least this thing that you have done with your money will speak for you later in life, like this steward. Now, let me give you a practical example. For instance, if you have friends and you can help them with money, especially friends that are not saved, and you have capacity, you have a lot of money, please bless them with that money. Whoever the Lord can give you the grace to bless, bless them now. You never can tell. Let me give you another practical example. When I was in Nigeria, I had this friend of mine. This story is really funny. I had this friend of mine who helped me in Nigeria for 5 years. Now, this is what I mean. I was borrowing money from this guy for 5 straight years. And the funny thing is that it's not like I would borrow money and then return. No, I wasn't returning. I would borrow and then tell him, "I don't know when I will return." No, he said, "That's fine." And then I'll collect the money, use it. Then I'll borrow another one on top of the one I borrowed. I would still spend it and then tell him, "I don't know when I'll return." So for five, in fact, the first phone I bought in 2015, the first phone I bought by myself with my money, you know, that was the first time, that was after NYSC. So I got the money from my friend. He borrowed me the money. I was only able to return half of the money. This guy borrowed me money for 5 good years. It was when I got to the UK that I refunded all his money. But that's not just it. Now, God has used me to the glory of God, to help this guy. Now, whatever it was he borrowed me, now I want you to multiply it by, now if you multiply it by 100, that's not enough. You have to multiply it by 800 or even 1,000. And that's not even funny. As in multiply whatever he did for me by 800. Now, I have done something times 800 of what he did for me to him now. So, he was wise with his own unfaith, unrighteous mammon. The money he had then, he was wise with it. He was willing to help people with that money. He was willing to help me. And now, he's enjoying the same help he did. Let me give you another example. My own blood brother, when I was, this was about 2010, 11. I was working as a student. I was working. I had not gotten to the university then, but I was working. I was working as a teacher and I was earning good salary. And then my brother at that time needed some money. He was in his finals. He was doing a professional course, and he needed to pay his final year money. And he doesn't have the money at that time. And I was saving up my salary at that time, so I took up my salary. 90% of what I had saved up, and I gave it to him. Actually, a family member of mine warned me never to do that. I was being stupid. I was saving money for my own university. My own brother had gone to the university, had graduated. He was only doing a professional course. I had not even gone to the university, and I took my own money. The money I was saving up to go to, I took it and gave it to him. I didn't even borrow. I gave it to him. Now, he passed the professional exam, graduated, got a job, he became a multi-millionaire, and from 100 level till now, in fact, he was the one, I'm just saying this to you because some of you didn't know, I got into the UK without having to spend 100,000 naira. I didn't even spend 100,000 naira because that same thing I did then spoke for me. And he mentioned the fact that because of that thing I did, in fact, when I was in the university, was one that paid my school fees, 300 level, 400 level. And then he saw me through life, basically. I mean, this guy helped me so much because of that little amount that I sold, you know, years back. That money spoke for me. So wherever I am today is a part of the reason why I am where I am today, plus the fact that the grace of God was sufficient because you've helped a lot of people in life and they've even forgotten. So that little thing I did, look at the mighty results I got from it. Whatever it is, Yoruba people said it. He said, let me say it in English. Wherever you have the capacity to help, help them. Help them. Now, you're not even doing this because of, when I was doing it then, it was not even rich. So I wasn't even thinking, he doesn't even have prospects, sorry to say. So there was no, I wasn't doing it because I felt it was going to be rich later in the future and then it would help me. I was just doing my own. And then all of a sudden, that single act of kindness blessed me mightily. So be faithful with that unrighteous mammon. It's not just helping people. How about using your money for the spread of the gospel? Every opportunity you have to give money to a mission, ministry, give for that cross. Because at the end of the day, you're going to get a reward for it. So that was what Jesus is saying. He said, make friends for yourself with that unrighteous mammon. Use that money to make friends. Use it to bless people. Use it to help people. The more people that the Lord has given the capacity to help them. You never can tell. Tomorrow, your son might need help and then go for an interview. You know the way Nollywood, if you are very conversant with Nigerian movies, Nollywood, you know the way these things work. Then your child will need a job, go for interview, and then the person you helped 10 years ago will be the HR. And then, you know, bam, bam, 2 + 2, 4 + 4, your child will get the job. That was what this. No wonder the Bible says that the people of this world are wiser in their generation than, you see, because they know that, okay, this money, let's use it to help. Unfortunately, I found out that most of the people that are so generous are unbelievers. I mean, from my own personal experience, I found out that unbelievers, they give voraciously. They are not even careful of their giving. You know, learn to give. And I said it's not just money, every other thing, but yeah, according to the context, it's talking about money. I pray the Lord will help us in Jesus' name. I love verse 13. He said, no servant can serve two masters, for it is either you hate one or you love the other. Else, be loyal to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. What does it mean to serve money? When money is controlling you, when your decision, every decision you make is based on money, 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 money. Be careful, be careful. Don't let money control you. You see, that is how you are serving money. Don't serve money. I pray God will help us. Some of you, you can kill for money. You don't even toy with your money. Your friend, you saved 5,000 naira with your friend. Your friend spent 50 naira from it. And then you tear up because of 50 naira. You lose that relationship. Is the relationship no more than 50 naira? Be wise. May God help us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. So because of our time. Now, let me quickly say something. I'm currently, there's a book on through the Bible. So I'm currently on the book of John. So at the end of the day, all of these things that we are teaching, you can still have them as a book. So I have 15 minutes to go through the whole of Luke 16. And that's definitely not possible if I'm doing it verse by verse. So if you want to have a full understanding of each of these chapter, of course, it is still not going to be 100%. But then, I mean, this has to be verse by verse. Then you will need to get the book. I mean, so may the Lord help us. So I'm sorry, I'll just quickly, because of time now, I also look at one or two other lessons we can learn from Luke 16. That is why we are not going into the deep, you know, line by line, precept by precept like that. We just pick one or two lessons from there. Like, for instance, we can even end today's own. You've learned something. You've learned, that's a major lesson. But let's look at the rich man and Lazarus. So this man, the rich man, you know, I don't know how a poor man would be in, you know, in front of your gate every single time and you cannot help. The Bible talks about a certain rich man. You know, there was a certain beggar that was full of sores and laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs that fell from this man's table. And it was so bad for me, because I don't know why a man would be at your gate every single time and you cannot just one day try to help the man. So it was that the beggar died and was carried by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died. And this man went to hell just because he could not help the poor Lazarus. You know, he said, "Father, have mercy upon me. Send Lazarus that he might dip his finger, blah, blah, blah." You know, just because he could not help. Just because he could not help. And I don't know. We have said that one already today and we are going back to it. Whoever the Lord has given you the privilege to help, you better help the person. You better help the person. I mean, see, you don't need to become a millionaire. I just told you my story. That was more than 80 or 90% of all I had saved. I gave it up to someone. All, everything. When I had nothing. It wasn't like I was a rich guy. I wasn't a rich guy then. I mean, my I got this from my dad. You know, my dad would even borrow to help someone. He would borrow money to even help. I remember December period, we don't have what we will eat. My dad used to go and borrow money to buy a bag of rice and begin to distribute the bag of rice. You know, he would distribute the bags of rice in maybe five buckets, you know, and begin to give people every end of the year. You know, and the people in the house, we don't even have what to eat. Learn to give. You're not going to die by giving. You don't wait till you become a millionaire. Whatever it is you have, if you know, see, I always say something. If you are not using anything again, it is because it is no longer your own. It is no longer your own. That cloth in your wardrobe is no longer your own. I'm not talking about the ones that you have worn and you have battered and tattered the life of the clothes. And you go and give that kind of thing to someone. There's no blessing on that. May God help us in Jesus' name. Thank you for joining today's podcast. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow. Bye for now. Hallelujah. Amen.